Well, good morning again, everybody. My name is Jeremy Bentley. Man, this is like a home game, looking out and seeing all these familiar faces. So this is great to see you guys. Great to be here. Many of you guys know my wife, but I'd like to introduce my wife. She's here, Sarah Bentley. Many of you guys also know Sarah Williams, Roger and Rachel's oldest daughter as well. So she'll be with us this morning, and it's great to have her here. I have the incredible privilege here at Mount Hermon of serving on our program team. And basically just what that means is our team is tasked with kind of crafting a lot of the experiences, the content that goes into making up a week or a weekend of camp, from the spiritual content up to all the fun, crazy stuff as well. And one of the things we firmly believe in is the power of camp to change lives. And all of us, I'd say not only just in our department, but virtually that work here at Mount Hermon, we believe in the power of camp. We've experienced ourselves as either campers or as staff working here. We've seen it happen. And I'll bet that most of you are in this room because you've experienced it as well. You've experienced what happens when you go away and you come to a weekend or a week at camp, and you see that life transformation, that refreshment, that renewal that comes when you get to do that. But I would also say, what exactly is the power of camp? We've experienced it, but what exactly is it? And so I want you guys to go on a little bit of a journey with me here. I want you to close your eyes. I know it's early, but we've all had our coffee, probably. So close your eyes, and I want you to do this. I want you to think about, what are those first images, memories, experience that come to mind when you think of your absolute favorite things about Mount Hermon, about camp? Maybe it's a specific time you were here with your family or with your church or just with your spouse on something or with your kids. Maybe it's a tradition. Maybe it's something you do every year here at Mount Hermon. It's just that one thing that you look forward to and just has a special place in your heart. So that's what's happening here at camp. Now, hold that image. Hold that image in your mind. And I want to contrast that image with what's kind of happening not at camp, out in culture, and what's going on in the world around us. In a recent survey, it said that kids age 5 through 16 average 6.5 hours of screen time a day, with teenage boys spending the most time on screens, an average of 8 hours a day. In a recent survey of 2,000 parents with kids ages 5 through 12, 3 in 4 parents said that their kids often refuse to play games without some form of technology. There's actually a phenomena out there that researchers are calling the nature deficit disorder. Because experts in childhood development agree that being outside, unstructured play is really important to their development. But today's kids are spending less time outdoors due to a combination of parental fear, lack of access to green space, mountains of homework, and rising screen time. And mom and dad, we're not off the hook on this one. In a recent survey by Nielsen, it found that average adults in 2016 spend an average of 10 hours and 39 minutes daily in front of a screen, up from 9 hours and 39 minutes in 2015. I would bet if they did that in 2018, it might even be higher. Now, I don't say that to vilify these shiny little devices in our pockets right now or anything like that, but I would also ask you this. How many of those images and those memories that you just had in your mind happened in front of a screen? I'm seeing a lot of this going on right now. I would guess probably none. And that is the power of camp. It's getting away from normal everyday life, getting away with family, with friends, with loved ones, and experiencing God's nature, His beauty, being outside, and most of all, coming to meet and to hear from the Lord. And so I would also bet that those things that you just had in your mind, about those experiences at camp. We could kind of be summed up in what I'm kind of calling the six ingredients that make up the power of camp. And we're going to use the word impact as our guide to kind of talk through these things. And I think as we talk through these six things real briefly to kind of kick us off this morning, you'll identify that these are the things you've experienced and that your family has experienced while they're at camp. The first is intentionality. As we plan camp, everything that we plan has its place, its purpose, its order, its structure. Very little happens at random. With the goal is all those experiences coming together for two things: to grow closer to the Lord and grow closer to the people you came with. Hopefully that's even happening this weekend as you're here with us for this AIM weekend. The second is meaning. As you know, there's a lot of people out there struggling to find meaning in life. Your coworkers, friends and family, kids especially, are trying to find meaning in, you know, their existence, my purpose. Even believers struggling with, who am I in God's greater story? And that's something here at Mount Hermon that we are always trying to bring people along, is showing them where their meaning is, where they can find purpose, and what they were created to be in God's greater story. P stands for play. I bet you a lot of those things you had in your mind had to do with play, doing something fun, doing something that maybe you can only do here. I ask a question a lot in our summer to our campers there, usually on like Tuesday or Wednesday. I ask them to raise their hands and say, how many of you have done something this week at camp that you've never done before? And almost everybody raises their hand. Some of the dads that have like young kids, I'll ask them, I say, what did you do? They said, I napped. And I was like, I'm with you, brother. I got young kids, too, and that's not something I do a whole lot of. But camp is all about those new experiences, those things that you can only do here. And I know at Mount Hermon, we are always striving to provide that space for you guys to do something new and different and fun and playful with the people you came with. The fourth ingredient is attention. Now, this one I think is really important, especially when it comes to our kids and our youth programs. You know, this is something that right now our team is in the throes of kind of finishing up hiring close to 300 college kids. They're going to come and work at Mount Hermon this next summer. And a big part of what those college kids are going to do is they're going to attend and love and care for the kids and the youth that come to camp this year. And I really truly believe that, you know, as parents, you know, that is our job. We love attend to care for our kids. But there's a real power when somebody who's a lot younger and a lot cooler than us comes along and reinforces hopefully those same messages we've been talking about at home and allows kids to get it, to get those stories of the Bible in a way that maybe it is unique and different than what they're getting at home or at church. And so it's really important. The fifth ingredient is challenge. Yes, we want to love, we want to care for, we want to create a great, safe environment here at Mount Hermon. But we also want to challenge. We want to challenge spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and even physically. We just two or three weeks ago, we heard some great testimonies from our outdoor science program about these kids that come and overcome these physical challenges, these whether it's a high adventure thing or a night hike, and just the growth. And we all know this, right? It's in those times of challenge that we often experience the most growth in our spiritual lives. And then the last one, and probably the most important, is truth. Mount Hermon's been around 112 years, and preaching the truth of God, the authoritative scriptures, the word of God, is who we are. It's why we were started. It's part of the DNA. It was really neat. Just, two or three months ago, there was a speaker that stood right here and was sharing about this very thing. And she made an analogy of the walls and the ceiling of this room here is just saturated with the Word of God. It's dripping with the Word of God. How much the Word of God has been preached in this very space is really unbelievable. Soak that in a little bit while you're here. This old rickety place, just the legacy and the words of truth that have spoken and how much has been absorbed up in this space is really pretty phenomenal. And so this, I believe, is the power of camp. These six things combined with the Holy Spirit is what changes lives. And so I just want to say thank you from myself, from our team, for being a part of that. Your support of this ministry enabled those stories you heard last night and the rest of the stories you're going to hear with us this morning. So thank you guys, and God bless.
Family camp. Yay! Well, I have to just share with you real quickly the image that came up in my mind when Jeremy asked that question about Redwoods, what came up about Mount Hermon. Because for me, I didn't attend camp at Mount Hermon. I attended camp in Oregon, where I was raised. But my image, and I'm sure this is probably the case for many of you, was the very first year that I dropped my son off, Renzo, who many of you have prayed for over the years, 8 years old at Redwood Camp for the very first time. And he cried and cried and wrapped his arms around my, Mama, I don't want to go. And I left crying, of course, but the most important part was when I came back to pick him up, and I went to Victory Circle there. And he was sitting on the lap of his counselor, Bodo. He had his arms wrapped around his neck, and he was crying and crying because he didn't want to leave. He cried for 3 days. Mom, I just want to go back to Redwood Camp. So that is the imagery. That's pretty precious. I have a picture of him on my phone that I keep to this day of that season. Well, there's a lot of great things about working in the advancement department, but one of them is Andrew Summers and the little things that he pulls on me all the time. So he loves to look at the amazing giving that happens throughout this group of people. So he will come in periodically and he'll say, Carrie, he'll drop something on my desk and he'll go, I want you to call this person and I want you to find out their story. Because sometimes we just have these pops on our radar of folks that we've never had a chance to meet. And suddenly they're giving and we're like, what happened? What's the story here? So I was able to do that and give a call to some folks in January and had a really great conversation with a cool couple named Eddie and Alyssa Medeiros. And this is them at family camp last summer. And I called him up and I spoke with Eddie and I said, Eddie, so tell me, what is your Mount Hermon story? What brought about this incredible generosity just out of the blue? And he said, Carrie, well, here's the thing. I was hoping that they were gonna be here today and y'all were gonna get to meet him, but they had to cancel Thursday morning. Long story, but so I've given permission to read their story, and you'll get to see some photographs of their beautiful family. So he said to me, Carrie, our first family camp was the summer of 2016, so a couple of years ago. My mother-in-law, Nancy Van Dyst, is the children's director at Centerpoint Community Church in Roseville. Some of you may know Nancy. So she has been sending campers to Mount Hermon for the past 10 years. But every time she goes there for the week, she pops in family camp to hear the speakers. And she has been asking us to come to family camp for 5 years, which we always kindly reply, no thank you. Both Alyssa and I grew up in Christian homes, attending family and youth camps throughout our childhood. So the thought of going with our own family would be kind of cheesy. Not to mention a week full of being told how spiritually inadequate we were. So we thought spending, don't worry, it helps, it gets better. Spending a week in Disneyland or Hawaii would be a better use of our time, right? And so we did. We did both of those things, Disneyland and Hawaii, prior to attending family camp. We agreed to give it a chance in 2016, and we are so glad we did. To this day, our girls Riley, who's 10, Addison, 8, say Mount Hermon Family Camp is still their very favorite vacation, and they look forward to it every year over Disneyland and Hawaii. That's not the first time we have heard that story. We've had Europe thrown in as well. So you're asking yourself, did we drive home that very first year feeling like we wasted a week participating in cheesy activities and ready to denounce our faith? Not at all. In fact, it was the opposite. The entire program format allowed Alyssa and me to be ministered to both individually and as a couple. My spiritual love tank is worship, so I got my fix. Hers is quality time, and we spent plenty of time together. The week provided so many blessings to our families, such as recharge naps, Jeremy just supporting that, but the recharge naps, encouraging and practical messages to help us continue building a healthy, Christ-centered family, and our girls adored their counselors. We hear that all the time as well, right? As parents, watching our girls run free and build confidence through the ropes course, plus eating meals together, was a little slice of heaven. The second year we attended, y'all showed a video of a contractor who donated his resources to improve housing here at Mount Hermon. And Mount Hermon held a special family camp for his workers. He's talking about the Hispanic family camp that we invited Tommy's guys to. That video really touched Alyssa and me to the point we made a commitment to support Mount Hermon financially through the faithful giving of our business's success. The reasons we give are simple. One, God commands us to. From that direct obedience, we are released from the selfish temptations that all of our earthly possessions, including money, earn us. The second, God allows our businesses to be successful so that we can not only improve our own lives, but also, more importantly, bless the lives of others. You all do that all the time. Mount Hermon is a sacred place God uses to draw families, individuals, and children closer to him. A place he uses to show them he loves them unconditionally. A place where he can say, slow down and enjoy. A place we can smile, laugh, cry, and have fun. Our desire is to visit you every year in hopes that we can connect, learn, and enjoy our Heavenly Father and our families through the wonderful experience called Family Camp. We also desire that as many people as humanly possible have that same opportunity to experience your amazing facility and the ministry you provide. This is just one of many stories like this. So I want to say thank you for the part that you play in Family Camp and the story of the Medeiroses.
As many of us heard the stories last night, we heard the stories of impact in the lives of campers, and oftentimes the story of impact that God uses the summer staff to be in the lives of these campers. And what I've loved over the years are the times when the campers who have had an incredible experience and a story at Mount Hermon, years later they return to be that same summer staff and continue giving back to students, living out of the experience that they themselves had when they were campers. And so this morning you're going to hear a story from my good friend Matt Doherty. Matt is a current youth intern and he serves on our youth team, and he's going to be leading the Family Camp youth program this upcoming summer. But Matt, tell us a little bit about your story at Mount Hermon.
Yeah, so I started attending Mount Hermon when I was in second grade as a primary camper, and then all the way through Redwood Camp, and then starting in middle school, all the way through high school, I was a super senior. And then the following summer was the first time I applied and worked at Ponderosa. So I worked at Ponderosa the past four summers. I was a counselor for two, the program lead for one. Last summer, I was the men's counselor lead. And now this summer, well, I've been an intern this past year on the youth team, and this summer I'll be the CC youth lead for here at Conference Center.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
We've often said that Matt is the poster child of what we hope for of students who have gone through Redwood all the way through the many programs that Mount Hermon offers and continue giving back. And so, Matt, there's probably a plethora of stories that you could share with us, but tell us one of the stories of impact in your life through Mount Hermon.
Yeah. When I was asked to speak, the first thing that came to my mind was one of my earliest experiences at Redwood Camp. So I remember this. I was in third grade, and my counselor, his name was Pumbaa, Dave Lipman, if you remember Dave. And I remember one-on-one, actually, that I had with him. I remember odd details about it. I was in third grade. I don't know why I remember this stuff, but he kind of pulled me aside. We went and got hot chocolate, and we went down to the creek that's down at Redwood, and we sipped on the hot chocolate. It was too hot, so I burnt my tongue. And then he taught me how to skip rocks. And after that time, we sat down, and he was actually one of the first people to sit with me and talk about what it's like to have a personal relationship with Jesus. And in that moment, I knew two things. I knew that, wow, this guy's like the coolest guy ever. And two, I knew I wanted to be a counselor. And that started in third grade and just kind of followed through on that desire. And in 2011, I did the SILT program up at Ponderosa, which is just 2 weeks where you get the opportunity to train to be a counselor and then get to practice that by co-counseling in a cabin. And one of my SILT leaders that summer, his name was Jordan Galbraith, and he ended up being my counselor the next summer. And Jordan is someone who, after the initial impact of Redwood Camp, Jordan's been a part of my life for easily the past 7 years. He wrote me letters. He would shoot me texts. He was just one of those people that would continuously pursue you and just impact me in ways that I still don't know the effect of. And even when I was in college, I was a student at Azusa Pacific University, and he transferred to the seminary when I was a junior. And so each week we got $1 tacos at Taco King down the street, and we just sat. Oh, it was delicious. We sat and we would talk and just process life, see how things were going, share what we were learning in our classes, and just really getting to see through the breadth of my life the way that God has impacted me through Mount Hermon has really put me on the path that I'm on today, especially through the use of people like Pumbaa and of Jordan. And both of them I've gotten to talk with recently, and just it's been so sweet and so dear going into this year of my life, getting to live and work here and just see the impact that God really has made through Mount Hermon has been just awesome.
What's amazing, too, is that Jordan Galbraith, the last few years, has come back to not only be a Summer Stuff alum, but he's been one of our speakers for our youth programs. And so this upcoming summer, he'll be speaking at the Conference Center Youth Program as well as at Ponderosa. And so that relationship with Matt will get to continue as he's working with him in developing the program for the Family Camp Youth Program this summer. And so to all of you, in the ways that you support and you pray and you are invested in Mount Hermon, it's the lives of students and the summer staff and the year-round staff, and oftentimes there's people like Matt who get to be all three of those and continue giving back to Mount Hermon and the impact God has here. So thank you for the part that you've played in all of these stories and in Matt's story as well.
Back again. Okay. I am very happy to be sharing this morning with one of my dearest friends. Thank you, Mount Hermon. Sharon Renwick. And Sharon wears a couple of hats here at Mount Hermon, but the hat we're going to focus on this morning is her program specialist for women's retreats. Sharon took over this role about 5 years ago, and I just have to tell you, our fall and our spring women's retreats have just exploded under her direction. She has a huge heart for that, for this area of ministry. And just last month, we had 500 women in this room. I mean, it was packed out, crazy, wild, remarkable. And one of the things that I think of, women's retreats are sometimes kind of unsung heroes in this ministry. But I have to tell you that those events create places and opportunities for the Holy Spirit to work in profound ways here. And I'm just glad that Sharon's here this morning to share a couple of those. We wish we could have, you know, all the women sharing personally, but that would be even crazier, right? So Sharon's going to share a couple of those stories this morning with you.
Well, the first one is a story about a woman named Kathy. She attended this last spring women's conference, as Carrie said, just a couple of weeks ago. And she went to one of our seminars, and the seminar was titled The 10 Commandments of Difficult Conversations. And the seminar leader taught about approaching difficult subjects with people while maintaining and preserving their relationship. Well, she contacted us afterwards and said that she had had a falling out with her sister 6 years ago, and that they had not spoken or had communication since. And that attending that seminar gave her the tools and equipped her to be able to reach out to her sister. And they are actually going to celebrate Mother's Day tomorrow together. There are several stories that I would love to share with you that were very... let me...
Those glasses,
sorry, these glasses, yeah, that were very impactful. This one was from a woman named Tracy from Fremont. And I want to read you her words because I don't think I could paraphrase this in the same way. She said, "I'm writing to thank you for the Women's Conference. It took me all the way back to my own experiences involving Mount Hermon. I grew up coming to Ponderosa for high school winter retreats with my church. Those retreats were the highlights of each year for me. I grew up in an emotionally complicated and chaotic home. My mother had mental illness. In addition to that, my parents divorced when I was a senior in high school and at a time when divorce was considered very shameful and taboo. I remember that it took me 6 months to even tell my closest friend. My parents weren't Christians, but miraculously, God came into the lives of me and my siblings. I loved being at church and youth group as God and His love were so present there. The retreats at Mount Hermon were experiences of even more of God's God and His love. They got me through really rough times, and as I look back, I realize they were a significant part of my own Christian foundation." She said, "Thank you, Sharon and staff, for working so wonderfully with us, our church group, and all the extra needs that we had signed up for. They brought a number of women from the deaf community in Fremont, so we were able to accommodate them with signers and so forth." She said, "We had a wonderful time, and I want to give you our greatest thanks, Tracy."
Sorry, yeah. It was very cool to see the interpreter sit up here down front and communicate the message to the women that were here. It's just a very holistic environment where we can all experience the teaching of God. Sharon has been good enough to invite me to do some teaching at the women's retreats over the last several years. And the seminar that I taught this last spring was called the Age of Beauty, the Beauty of Age. And we addressed aging in our culture, which is not revered, as we all know, in most Western cultures. But at the end of the seminar on Saturday, this beautiful young woman who was still so tight and shiny, she came up to me afterwards, and she said, "Thank you so much for this seminar." She said, "This teaching was so important to me." And in my head, I'm kind of thinking, she's so young. I thought she was maybe mid to late 20s, right? So I said, "Well, you're welcome." You know, that always is touching for a seminar leader to hear that it moved you in any way. So that night, I saw her back before the evening session. She came up to me again, and she said, "Carrie, I just want to thank you again for the seminar today. It was amazing." And I pulled her outside, and I said, "So tell me, what is it about this subject that is important to you?" And she said, "Well, when I was 28, I was diagnosed with late-stage breast cancer," which just pulled me back. I said, "How are you?" She said, "I'm fine. I've been through treatment." She said, "I'll be on treatment the rest of my life, but they can't find any cancer right now." She said, "So aging to me is a different story. Every day is a gift." And I said, "Wow, you have a different perspective on aging than many of us." So that Sunday, I was able to teach the seminar again, and I had an opportunity to drop that little bit into the teaching. And I told the ladies in that room about this young woman's perspective and how aging was a gift. And I shared that my little sister, Shannon, she got to meet Jesus when she was 36 years old. And that moment, there was this powerful shift for us to look at the gift that aging and growing older is, as opposed to the challenges that come with it. Those moments happen all the time at women's retreats and across this mountain. So Sharon and I want to thank you for the part that you do in keeping Mount Hermon alive and vital so these opportunities can go on and on.
Hi, my name's Rebecca, and I'm really happy to introduce a new program to you today that's happening at Mount Hermon called After School Adventures. And this is a program that's an effort to reach out to our local community and needs that we have in the surrounding area. This year in our district, we had two after school programs close right before the school year started. And so for Mount Hermon, that was a time where we were getting green lights to say, yes, let's do this after school program. So to start out, I have a couple questions for you all. My first question is, how many of you can remember after school coming home and playing outside for hours? My second question is, how many of you here feel a special connection or feel God's presence acutely when you're outside in nature? So I want you to think about that in light of what Jeremy shared earlier, those statistics that children spend 4 to 7 minutes a day in free play outside today, and more like 6 hours a day on screens or on technology. So we had one girl in our program on her first day when she came to After School Adventures. Her first question was, where are the monkey bars? Where are the slides? Where are the man-made structures? She was a little confused of how to interact in this environment. And what is this program about? And you might be wondering a little bit about our program too, so let me paint a picture for you. So imagine getting off the bus from school and being greeted by really loving adults who are there and ready to share the love of Jesus with you. It might feel similar to an interaction you've had with a camp counselor, an adult who's just ready there to delight in you. But this is an adult that you get to know not just for a week, but for an entire year, maybe more than 1 year if you come back the following years. And then imagine going outside, climbing trees, finding lizards, making friends, making connections with people, getting lost in your imagination outside. And then at the end of that time, gathering together with your group and with your adult and reflecting on what you're thankful for to God that you experienced that day. Your leader would tell a story to you, you'd sing a song together, and then you'd think about and make connections to what you experienced outside to your own spiritual journey. It's amazing to see how children change in this environment after school. Kids get off the bus, they're tired, they're exhausted, they've been sitting in desks all day and learning. Some kids are even angry and grumpy. And after spending time outside with adults who care about them and making friends, children enter into this peace, into God's shalom. And it's beautiful to see that transition over the course of a day. I often find children sitting in trees and journaling or listening and just being quiet. And that's one of the reasons that we love Mount Hermon, is that this is a special place that we can come away and be with God and experience God's presence. It's where we hear God's voice, right? In the quiet, in the stillness. And so this is one of the reasons we're excited about this program, is we're returning that to children of this generation, returning that time and space outdoors for them to connect with God. So that girl that I told you about, who was confused about where the play structures were, I got a message from her parents the other day saying, we asked her tonight, if she could wish for anything in the world, what would she wish for? And she said, I wish that every day was Mount Hermon Day so that I could be there 7 days a week. So this is just part of the impact you guys are having, and thank you for being a part of this new program.
Well, good morning. My name is Andrew Summers, and I serve on the advancement team, and I am so excited to introduce to you my friend Nick Sherrill. As we were thinking about stories of impact, yeah, let's give it up for Nick, everyone. As we were thinking about stories of impact, Nick's story just rose to the forefront, and Nick has an incredible story of how the Lord worked in his life as a summer staffer and as an intern. Can I just ask, how many of you out there served on summer staff at some point in your life? Wow, look at that. I see some of you more recently than others. Dave Talbot. I myself served on summer staff for 4 summers and was an intern for 2 years, and the Lord used those experiences to transform my life. And many of us know firsthand how incredible it is to serve here for an entire summer or many summers. It's really great. So I asked Nick if he would share some of his story and how the Lord worked in his life during that time. So Nick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Glad to be back here at Mount Hermon.
Yes, it's good to have you. Nick, could you start out by telling us a little bit about how you first came to Mount Hermon and first got involved in Mount Hermon?
I first came to Mount Hermon actually in sixth grade. I came to sixth grade science camp. I grew up in Ben Lomond, just down Highway 9 a little bit. So my first experience was actually at sixth grade science camp. And then it wasn't until, 2014, so more than 10 years later, coming to summer staff. So that was kind of my first experience with Mount Hermon. In between, I had friends who lived here, so we would come down and play basketball at the field house. We were the ones who would get kicked out during family camp. You need to be a guest. Which,
so every time at family camp you've been frustrated that the locals are around using the gym, just know the Lord can redeem it. Okay? He's working.
So that was my first experience with Mount Hermon. Science camp, and then just kind of hanging out in the summertime.
That's so great. And then what made you want to apply for summer staff that first summer that you were here?
So that was my sophomore year in college, and I remember just wanting to do something different that summer. And so I knew that Mount Hermon had summer staff, and they had some cool things going on in the summer. So I decided that'd be an awesome place to, spend my summer. So I applied and got the job on Adventure Rec.
Yes, so Nick's first summer was 2014, working in the Adventure Rec department, hanging out in the trees all day. It's a rough life, I know. But Nick, I know that first summer was really, really impactful for you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so my faith journey kind of growing up was that of knowing that God existed, knowing that God loved me, but really not knowing that that you could have like a personal relationship with Jesus and that, he really wanted to know you. And so I went to camp knowing that there were faith aspects of it and being really excited and interested about that. But it was actually during that first week of being on summer staff during Adventure Rec training that we came to this room, actually, after one of our days training out on the ocean doing some open water kayak training. And during a worship session, just feeling something, and immediately after seeing everybody worshiping, that it was God, and saying, I love you, and just feeling the sense of, feeling a sense of more while being here, that this was going to be a summer unlike any other, and it was really going to be a transformative experience.
So great. And I know that you grew throughout the summer, and the experience of living in community with other college-age believers was so impactful, and something very special happened that summer down at the creek. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so throughout that summer, just living in that community and learning about God and just all of that that there was to everything, I was just really moved by all of that, and by no other means than really feeling led by the Holy Spirit. I was baptized that summer down by Redwood Camp, and that was just something I'll never forget.
That was an amazing moment. I remember that, and it was so great. So that was your first summer. That was 2014, and then in 2015, you were actually on summer staff again, but up at Kidder Creek. So tell us a little bit about that.
So the next summer, I ended up at Kidder Creek, and that was really awesome, getting to spend time up there filming the amazing things they do, river rafting, horseback riding. And so I studied in college filmmaking, so I was able to further my skills in that in an awesome setting while spending a second summer further cultivating my faith. And so living in community again just, further brought me into faith.
So great. And then from that summer, you transitioned right into being an intern back down here at the conference center in our video department. So tell us about that.
Yeah, as that summer came to an end, I just knew I just want to do this even more. So hearing about the internship, I said, that is something I really want to do, be back here at Mount Hermon, just being able to live in that community, not just for 10 weeks, but all year long. So I applied for that and was very fortunate enough to get that. And that was just an experience unlike any other, getting to live with, a tight-knit group of people and just get to further learn about God. And that was just, the best experience that I could have had.
So So great. So Nick was with us for 2 years as one of our video interns. So many of the amazing videos that you see, or if you've been to family camp and have seen the highlight videos for the week, that's the kind of thing that he got to work on. And Nick, I know for me, part of what was so meaningful about the internship was living in community. So living in a house with all the guys, which is super fun and smells really bad most of the time, just be honest. But getting to live in that tight community with the other interns, but also getting to work at a Christian organization where you're surrounded by a full-time, year-round staff of community, and I know that that was really impactful for you.
It was, and going back a little bit, actually, to 2014, I actually suffered a head injury jumping into the river down here at Henry Cowell, and so that kind of gave me some, you know, a little bit lasting concussion-like symptoms, sometimes sensitivity to light, and some other things, just a little bit of, you know, basic concussion things. So being an intern here and having to deal with some of those things, I just felt very accepted, and I felt very cared for. People were patient with me, they understood, and that was really just God showing his characteristics of being healing, being redeeming, and so that was just, I can't imagine being anywhere else having to deal with that. Mount Hermon just loved me with open arms, and so I just got to continue to do what I love, filmmaking, and then, just really get to learn more about God in that way.
So great, and one of the things that's great about the internship is there is a personal development piece and a spiritual development piece, but our interns at Mount Hermon aren't making copies and they're not getting coffee for people. They are working and they are immersed in the area of specialty that they work in. And Nick was telling me this week what that was like to gain the technical skills for video. So he had studied video in college, but the amount that he learned making videos full time for 2 years was so helpful.
I think about this almost all the time, that the things that I learned here working in creative services with so many talented people was that I really learned more in those 2 years alone than I did in 4 years of college. And it was just so impactful for me in that way. So getting to combine the technical training and professional training was just unrivaled to anything I think I could have been doing at that time.
Well, we were so grateful to have you, and I love watching the videos that Nick has made, and he'll occasionally text me one, and it just brings a smile to my face to see his heart for serving the Lord and to see his skill and how he's using his skills to serve others and to bless the kingdom. Before we go, there was something that Nick shared with me last week that was so huge for me, and I loved the way that he put it about the way that God meets people when they're here at Mount Hermon, no matter where they are on their journey. Nick, would you mind sharing that with us?
Something that really has stuck with me after being at Mount Hermon for, you know, three and a half years or so is that when I came here, and really for anybody who comes here, everybody is at a different point in their lives with faith, with everything, from the person sitting next to them. And it's so cool that this place, Mount Hermon, is really, God is going to use Mount Hermon, but God uses Mount Hermon to impact people each individually and in the perfect way for them. And it's so cool that he can do that by not changing Mount Hermon, but really just using Mount Hermon in each person's life individually. So anybody who can come here can really get what they need. And I really did get what I needed, because I used to say that, like, Mount Hermon changed my life. But really, Mount Hermon changed eternity for me. So forever grateful for Mount Hermon and for the impact that people like you are having on my life and everybody else's life.
Friend, we are grateful for you. And just want to say a big thank you to all of you for your support of this ministry. And your support enables the stories like this. The impact on Nick's life is largely due to the prayer and the financial support that you all give. So we are so grateful. So thank you so much for the huge part that you have played in my story and in Nick's story. Thanks.
How about all that, huh? Wow, it's been almost an hour since we ate, so I know you're getting hungry. Don't worry, just a few more minutes. We're going to find some more food for you. and give you an opportunity to go, of course, enjoy the facilities and some fellowship, etc. But I hope you're encouraged and blessed by last night and this morning. I'm amazed how much either I'm really out of the loop or there's just so much going on around here, it's almost impossible to keep up with what God's doing, because I have learned a lot this morning. And I just want to thank everybody. And Jeremy, thank you. Isn't Jeremy great? He is the leader of our program team. We are blessed, Jeremy, that you are here. And Carrie, thank you. Thank you for sharing that family camp story and that couple, and just helps to reconnect us with that whole impact. And Kelsey and Matt. Matt, I have to tell you, that Mount Hermon resume that you have, that I think you might, in a few years, want to apply to be the next CEO. That's, wow. I couldn't believe that. Whew. But that was fantastic. And Sharon, thank you for being up here with Carrie and just sharing about the outreach that we have, the women. Of course, we have men retreats also, but so impactful. And Rebecca, where's Rebecca? Is she still here? The after-school outreach program, of course, you know that's brand new. I had no idea. I had no idea how significant that has already grown. We figured there was at least a year or two ramp up, and God has just fast-forwarded that incredibly. And last but not least, Andrew and Nick. And Nick holds a special place in our heart. Nick went to school locally with in the same kind of pack, the little wolf pack that our youngest son, Nate, they all went to school together. And then Nick, to see you come to Mount Hermon and to find Jesus in a personal way, it's crazy. And then, and this wasn't shared, but Nick now has a career at Apple. And our eldest son, Ross, put in a good word and didn't take much. You can tell by Nick, once he got there, that was an easy hire. So what a blessing to have that. So some of you also, because we know this crowd, some of you love this stuff that we've been sharing, and you understand how important it is, but you also are a little hungry for some nuts and bolts in terms of facilities, aren't you? Yeah, I see a few nodding going out there. We know that, okay? So you need to come back. We're going to address that after our break coming up here. And most importantly, we're going to get a chance to hear from Mike Romberger, our CEO. But I hope you really understand, we all do, but I just want to remind all of us, myself included, this is the foundation. All the things that we've seen so far is the foundation. And the facilities are important too, critically important. In fact, I'm a little bit of a numbers guy, you might imagine, myself. And sometimes it's hard to quantify ministry. But I was pondering that a little bit here at Mount Hermon over the last few weeks. And Mount Hermon is 112 years old. And there's no way to be specific with these kinds of numbers, but I did my best to go back and try to guesstimate, as we've grown over those years, how many people potentially may have been ministered or touched in some way at Mount Hermon over the first 112 years. And I would tell you that there's probably a pretty good chance that it was around 1 million people that have been ministered or touched to Mount Hermon in the first 112 years. That's very impressive, I think. But then if you take the numbers today and look at where God appears to be taking all of us in the future, let me broaden your picture a little further. So there's around 85,000 people a year, give or take, that we have the opportunity throughout our various ministry sites to share the love of Jesus with. So some simple math to that, 85,000 times 100 comes out to, give or take, about 8.5 million people. And I also find it interesting, just some factoids, that most of us know that the Greater Bay Area is not quite like the Deep South, the Bible Belt, is it? In fact, statistics recently obtained last year, apparently, these things change, but the Bay Area is the least churched region of the country. We have the fewest number of people that want to go to church or even choose to go to church. And yet, isn't it interesting how God has created Mount Hermon, positioned it here, and provided programs where people, as have been shared already, people come here who would never darken the doors of a church. And they are welcomed, and they are loved, and they are surrounded by Jesus' love. And then in turn, we trust and hope and encourage them to go back and get plugged into those church communities, which, by the way, is part of our mission to partner with those churches and to grow that kingdom even further. 8.5 million people is the population of the greater Bay Area. I'm not insinuating that every person in the Bay Area will come to Mount Hermon the next 100 years, although I'm sure God could do that. But I am saying that the place is being prepared for something even bigger than we'd ever imagined. And part of that means that we have to have facilities for that type of usage. And we will talk about that right after our break. When Laura and I arrived here 20 years ago, one of the most meaningful things for us early on, I remember our first associates weekend. And I was so nervous because I knew I was going to be introduced. And then I was actually asked to say a prayer. And I worked on that prayer for so long. I mean, I just knew it had to be right. And I'm sure it sounded very mechanical. But it was very meaningful because I was introduced, and it meant the world to me. And more than that, they prayed for us. And so I have the deep honor to introduce the newest member of our advancement team, who God has brought to us. And you've already seen our advancement team. God has blessed are with us superstars, Carrie and Andrew and Karen, Dave Talbot just recently, but we keep him on, we keep him on, what is that word? Retainer. We keep him on retainer. He's such a blessing. But the newest member of our advancement team, I would like to ask him to come up. Many of you have already met him, Topher Mattson. Where's Topher? Topher, let's welcome Topher. Topher, come on up. This is Topher's third day on the job. Come on up here, my friend. So Topher arrived 3 days ago. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about his background. His job title is Director of Strategic Funding. I could spend a lot of time talking about that, but one of the areas that Topher is going to have a focus on is finding ways to better connect in terms of relationships with all the people that come through with their children at Redwood Camp and Ponderosa. And we can do a much better job of connecting with those folks who have their children ministered down there. He has other responsibilities beyond that, but that will be one of his key focuses as he learns those ministry arenas this summer. Actually, we also have some of the rest of Topher's family, and I'm going to take the liberty to invite Kelly. Kelly, are you still here? Kelly, would you come up? Kelly is also accompanied by Parker. Parker is, how old is Parker now?
4.5 months old.
4.5 months old. Come on up. So Topher and Kelly both worked on summer staff here. Tell us just a little bit, Topher, about your background, and then most recently, where you came from and what you've been doing. Real quick.
Excellent. I had the privilege of being, like many of you, a conferee at age 12. I was able to come to Mount Hermon from then through high school because of my family bringing me, and such a huge experience for me. I don't need to replicate the stories that we've already heard this weekend because mine is exactly the same. God's met me here, and I've experienced his faithfulness through many of you and through many others that God has used here. Kelly and I both got to serve on summer staff. I was in day camp. Some of your kids or grandkids may know me as Spiff from 2004, 2005, and 2007. That was a wonderful experience. And then 2007 and 2008, Kelly got to work at Ponderosa as Kelly. And she actually got to work alongside Andrew Summers, actually, and a few others that are here. So very exciting. And then so our family has been growing and shaped in the last few years in Auburn, California, just on the other side of the valley and up in the foothills. And I've had the great experience of working for a while at William Jessup University and experiencing Christ community there and higher education and development. And then for the past 3 years at Boys and Girls Club of Placer County, where I've been able to interact with those that are helping make the mission happen so that kids can get an experience where they have a safe, loving environment. Very similar to here, but this is much closer to my heart. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. And I'm really going to probably use up all the equity that I have with this family at this point. Topher's mother, Irene, is here. Irene, would you please come up? We're not going to have you speak. No, I want you to help me. I want you to help me pray for them. She can't turn that down, can she? So Irene is also a Mount Hermon associate, and we're just honored to have her here. And I wanted you to be able to share in this moment, Irene. So come right on up here. So we're thrilled to have these guys with us, and we know this is something the Lord has ordained and brought together. So join me in praying for Topher and his family as they start their new Mount Hermon journey. Father, thank you. Thank you for the way you bless your ministry here, through the people that you bring here. And Lord, I know I was impatient for quite a while trying to find the right person to help us with the ministry work that we have to do. But Lord, thank you for being patient with me and bringing Topher and Kelly and Parker to us. And I pray that you would bless them, encourage them. They would feel the warmth of your hands and your love and the people that are all here today. Be surrounded by their encouragement and give him energy and continued excitement and focus as he goes through this summer and learns and grows together. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. So be sure to say hi to these guys during the break.